About what?
About Shikshastaka, the first words.
Day before yesterday.
Yeah, day before yesterday. You mentioned that for the person who devotes their lives to chanting the holy name, Krishna guides them. And so I want to understand that participation that Krishna has in the life of devotees, that's also mentioned so many times in Bhagavad Gita. That he gives everything that's needed and he takes everything that's not needed. Does he do that through his aspect of Paramatma?
Does he do that as Paramatma? Namo, Krishna personally is reciprocating with devotees according to their level of surrender. So Jayajatama Prabhupada Krishna. We're worshipping him as Supreme Lord, not as Paramatma. So he manifests within the heart as a Supreme Personality of Godhead. And of course, in Supreme Personality of Godhead, Paramatma is also there. But our relationship is with Krishna. So whatever that relationship is, that's what Krishna reciprocates with. Yoga Kshema Bahami Aham. He provides whatever devotees need, but sometimes what we need is not necessarily what we want, because we're also materially tainted, so we have all kinds of ideas of what spiritual life means or what's actually good for us. But Krishna really knows what's good for us, and when we're still immature, then sometimes we may think, oh, why is Krishna punishing us, or why is Krishna doing this when it's not good for my Krishna consciousness? But Krishna knows best. Ultimately, Krishna knows what's good for us. And sometimes it's painful. Just like sometimes parents punish children, and it may be painful, but ultimately it's all beneficial. And that's what faith is. Shraddha Vishvas. Vishvas means this very deep conviction. The devotees have this deep conviction that everything is for my benefit. And if it doesn't appear like that, well, that's just because I don't see things in the right way, but that is the reality. But in order to, and so faith becomes the real qualification of bhakti. That's the unique feature of devotional service. For Gyan, for yoga, there has to be so much other qualification. If you want to be a Gyani, then you have to have purity of heart. You have to have scholarship. If you want to be a Brahmin, then similarly there has to be all kinds of acquirement of Brahminical qualification and one has to have a suitable birth. But to be a devotee, then shravan bhajate yomam. This is all that's required, is faith. Faith in Krishna, in Krishna's divinity, in the process of devotional service. If one has faith, then nothing else is really required. But that faith requires to be strong in order for someone to be safely situated. So vishwas is real conviction that if I just serve Krishna, then everything that I require for my goal in life, for my attainment, that I will get. And faith means that sometimes things happen that we don't understand. Sometimes things appear to be contrary, but still, just like when what happens when a mother is scolding her child, the child may be crying, but the child still holds on to the mother. So, same thing. Although Krishna may be scolding us, although we may be going through some kind of difficult situation, but still, ashishava pinashtuman madarshanam var mahatam karutuva. Devotee doesn't go anywhere else. There's no other alternative other than Krishna. So that, and that faith is actually acquired by association. That's why it's important to associate with the right people. When you associate with those who have faith, then you're in the right type of faith, then faith becomes stronger, because faith is also, it's both qualitative and a quantitative thing. The quality of the faith, meaning that different types of relationships with Krishna, and that the faith should be pure. Anya vilasita shunyam. And the faith also becomes like Prahlad Maharaj, unquestioning, unconditional faith. We think, well, how much more of this can I take? So, in boiling oil and under elephants and a pit of snakes, and he didn't say, okay, well, that's enough. Why more? Why me? He just accepted. And of course, accept means tateinu kampam shushumikshamano. There's something about my past that means that I should deserve this punishment, or it's for me to understand, well, you want to be in the material world. This is what the material world is about. It wasn't Krishna's idea that we come here. But he's the one who ends up getting blamed for everything that we decided to do. So we had this stupid idea of coming into the material world. And then we blame Krishna. Why does Krishna do this? Why does Krishna do that? It's like someone becomes a thief, they throw him in jail, and then he's complaining. No, I don't like the diet. I'm not getting enough sunshine. I'm not getting enough exercise. And don't understand why these people aren't nice to me. And it goes on. So, yeah, we're very egocentric, which means that even if we're a thief and a murderer, we still end up complaining about our situation because we believe that we deserve better. We deserve something else. So, you know, they have the saying, grow up. So it's time for us to grow up and just accept that, accept responsibility for where we are and what we are. And I really move forward in Krishna consciousness, move forward in spiritual life by getting out of this material world. Only possible by Krishna's mercy. So that faith by association and by hearing, by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, then one's faith becomes deeper and deeper and deeper. That's what we need to do. We need to deepen our faith. If one listens, if one hears with faith, then one develops taste in Vasudev Katha. And hearing about Krishna, and by getting a taste, one wants to hear more, and by that hearing, then the faith will grow. Otherwise, you can get faith and you can lose faith. Krishna says that Dadami Bhuti Yogam Tvam Dhinamam Upayanti. He says, I give them knowledge. So Krishna is there, Arjuna, and not Super Soul, but he's there personally. So he says, no, I'm in their heart, and Tesham Satata Yuktanam Bhajatam Priti Purvakam. If you're worshipping me, then I will give knowledge. Jinamam Upayantati.
Today is Indra Maharaj's birthday, so he wrote me that since it's everyone's duty on their birthday to give, so he said that he was going to complete the Nitya Seva he started last year. So that was good. That's what everyone needs to do on their birthday.